This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Saquon won the prize this year. Didn't win MVP, but he should have. Offensive Player of the Year. Obviously an unbelievable season. And as Devin just detailed in the update, a new contract, which, as Adam Schefter reported yesterday, the deal, this is right from Schefter's tweet, the deal makes Barkley the NFL's first $20 million-plus per year running back. He also has the ability to earn an additional $15 million in incentives and escalators. And the deal includes $36 million fully guaranteed at signing. Well, this one got handled a lot smoother, John, than the T.O. situation.
It's like the inverse of T.O. It really is. It's the inverse of T.O. It's Howie rewarding a guy after 1 year, less than 1 year.
Yeah.
It's what that front office refused to do. And really was the beginning of the end of...
It was totally the beginning of the end. So, James, does it worry you at all? If you're Howie, I've set a precedent. The next time, let's say Hassan Reddick. The next time there's a Hassan Reddick who doesn't have a Saquon year, but has a great year, as Hassan did in 2022. I want the new deal after 1 year. Does that worry you at all?
Yeah. Absolutely. And by the way, there's no one on the planet more angry today than Hassan Reddick. I mean, how mad is that guy?
But he wasn't Saquon.
No, but
and he was really
mad
good.
At himself and his agent for not doing what he should have done after 2022. Yeah. And now he's missed out on money and potentially a Super Bowl. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's a dangerous precedent that Howie set.
But worth making?
Look,
because obviously Saquon wanted more money.
Saquon clearly wanted more money. Yeah, the teams do not reward players. They're not like, hey, guess what? We want to just give you $40 million.
Right, so, exactly.
Yay. No, Saquon, to your point, which credit to you, Joe, when I first saw one of the first things I thought of was you bringing this up and saying Saquon would be well within his rights to go do that, like T.O. and the whole thing. And I think clearly they went, asked for more money, and Howie had zero choice. I mean, no player has ever been more universally loved in a moment than Saquon is right now in Philadelphia.
I agree.
So I think that they did it, and Howie found a way to create cap savings and do what he could do with it. But yeah, I think he went and said, I want more money, and Howie didn't have a choice, and the precedent's been set.
Yeah, I'm willing to deal with that. Like,
I'll eat it for Saquon, because it is what it is.
Yeah, I disagree. I don't think it's a negative at all, because say you're Myles Garrett and these guys look at the Eagles organization and you see that they reward guys who are productive and help the team like they just did with Saquon, like they did with AJ Brown last season.
No, that's
a good thing.
But I'd say that's a positive, but there is the downside when the next time or times like Landon Dickerson's not going to ask for a new deal right now.
No.
But theoretically, what if he said, I just gave you a great season.
He can say it all
he wants. Saquon, the next guy.
I know.
No player contributed more than Saquon Barkley.
I agree.
It's certainly a conversation with Landon Dickerson.
No, it's not. If you're Howie, you say to the agent, turn back around. I'm not giving him a new deal.
Well, Landon Dickerson brings that conversation to them. This is it's unprecedented,
I'm
the
just
season
saying that's
that
where,
Saquon had.
I agree. Guys, I'm pro the deal. I'm just saying there is two negatives. Pro the deal. Negative one, 4 years from now, he won't be as good.
Of all time.
I mean, you have to admit, it's not like it's not like 100% a good thing for the Eagles. Like, I'm happy with it. I'm fine. He deserved the money.
Right.
But like, to your point when you initially brought it up, ideally Saquon doesn't want more money and you're not doing this.
Yeah, that's my point. All right, so Jalen Day, also your chance to win Eric Clapton tickets. Let's tell you about that concert. It's happening September 13th. Eric Clapton comes to Philly in the Wells Fargo Center September 13th. Now, these tickets aren't even on sale yet. Not even on sale yet, although they will be on Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you can win them today before they even go on sale. In dishonor of me, who was wrong about Jalen Hurts, give me who was wrong about something. So many answers abound. Who was wrong about something? Give me the person. Give me the thing they were wrong about. Now, let me be clear. We're not talking about the biggest, darkest things in society. We know, like, the South
Hitler
was wrong was with wrong. Slavery. Yeah. Yes, the South was wrong. We get that. Yes, Hitler was wrong. All right. So on a more bring it down, like, let me give you an example. Who was wrong? The roughly 90% of Eagles fans who did not want Jalen Hurts to be drafted by the Eagles in 2020.
Hand up.
Right? I mean, really wrong. Because it's going to hurt Carson's feelings, and this calls Carson's demise. Never mind, the guy stinks. But, you know, I saw that. No one else did. All right. So score one for me.
Don't you dare try and send this day around.
I'm just saying we're even now. I was one up. You were one down. Now we're even. At least on that one. We're even. Even Steven. Yeah. Me and everybody were even on that. Of course, I lap you on other opinions of sports. That's okay. All right. Mm-hmm. John, give me an answer. And everyone today, 215-592-9494. In addition to giving me the business on Jalen, who was wrong about something? Mr. Richie, what do you got?
The first half of the 20th century, humans got cigarettes really, really wrong.
That's a good answer. You're right.
Humans were smoking cigarettes.
Just didn't know.
Hey, look at me. I'm easing digestion. Hey, look at what I'm doing. I'm aiding my health, and I think I'm going to relieve some stress, and I'm going to prevent sore throats by smoking.
Wow, is that one of the theories?
Yeah. Amazing theories. It was prevent sore throats, promoted weight loss.
It's
also
a medical miracle.
It wasn't until 1964 that the Surgeon General said, hey, this stuff causes lung cancer. And then some people still didn't believe it. My dad still didn't believe it. My dad smoked forever. Yeah. And just really crazy. First half of the 20th century.
All right, Seltzer, give me an answer. Who was wrong about something?
Steve Porcaro and Steve Luthaker.
Who are they?
They are two members of Toto. Dave Paich and Jeff Porcaro, his brother, wrote the song Africa, those two guys said, this is the dumbest song ever written. We hate it. It's simple. It's silly. They made a bet between the band.
Wow.
Africa went on to be a massive hit.
Well, it's really, truly one of my favorite songs ever. Devin, who was wrong about something?
So it's really hard to pinpoint exactly like one specific human who started the flat earth theory, but early humans who thought that the earth was flat.
Yeah.
They were wrong.
They were wrong indeed. All right. So look, 215-592-9494. There are so many answers out there for who was wrong. Give us a great one. Also, we'll get to something Larry Bowa said yesterday when he was on with the afternoon guys down in Clearwater. We're going to be in Clearwater, by the way, tomorrow and Friday. So we look forward to that. All sorts of interviews they will include between the 2 days combined, Thursday and Friday. Dombrowski, Rob Thompson, Kyle Schwarber, Charlie Manuel, and perhaps others will be on the show. So we look forward to that. One other Eagles note, John, James Bradberry gone. We knew this was coming. So strange Philadelphia sports career. I mean, really outstanding in 2022. Then involved in one of the most prominent plays in the history of Philadelphia sports that people were very split on whether it was or wasn't a flag. Then horrendous in 2023, and then kept but benched for the entire year in 24 with an injury. It honest to God, might be the strangest career ever. Might be the strangest Philadelphia sports career.
I mean, that's the
ever.
Biggest penalty in Philadelphia sports.
It has to be.
By far.
Cost them a freaking Super Bowl.
And what's wild about James Bradberry
is... And he was damn good that
year. You know what's wild about James Bradberry? I think people will remember less his All-Pro, second-team All-Pro 2022 season, and they will remember the way he handled the penalty afterwards, and they'll remember the way he handled this season, staying back, helping out, all that. Like, I think he'll be remembered for that stuff more.
I don't know if they'll remember
that. Oh, that's all people are talking about. He's like Mr. Salute.
I don't know how he'll be remembered.
I knew he was on the team.
I'm not sure yet, James.
All I know is that right now, and I'm sure Devin will back me up, like, the number one thing people are saying about James Bradberry is what a pro.
Well, he is a pro.
I'm just saying he is being saluted right
now.
That's
fine. He's a pro.
I think he wasn't. I mean, I didn't see him in the locker room once. His locker was, of course, you know, still there. But throughout the season, I literally would ask, like, is James Bradberry around?
Do you think he was home? You think he was home?
Well, no, but he was with the team. I saw
him.
He was on the sideline. He was helping out.
Got
he was almost acting as like a pseudo coach.
Got it.
So he did play a role, and I think that. I agree with James. Like, when you look at how he handled it, all things considered, a lot of people wouldn't have handled it as well as he did.
No, I agree with that. Look, I'll always be a James Bradberry fan. I think you stand up and, you know, he was really good. I will tell you, I think it might have been the biggest decline due to age, not a Carson thing or an injury thing. I don't know if I ever remember a player declining more precipitously than he did 22 to 23. It was astounding. He went from being a second-team All-Pro to horrendous. All right. Jalen Hurts Day. What do you want to say to me? We'll get to something Larry Boa said yesterday on the afternoon show. Dan in Philadelphia right now. Good morning, Dan.
Morning. How are we today?
Great, Dan.
Fantastic.
Joe, I remember you declining a fantasy camp really quick where you had a dog run for you.
I
mean,
no, I actually got better at fantasy camp from year one to year two.
That's debatable. Mm-hmm.
What year was the year you pulled?
Year one,
that.
I had no hits. I couldn't see. I had my glasses on with the wrong prescription. I had the freaking eye infection. Remember that? The eye infection. I had the injured elbow.
And that's
why you couldn't hit? I already had a bad groin. Yes. And I had sneakers.
And
remember,
the groin?
I didn't even bring cleats.
How many things can happen to one person?
You can't hit
I couldn't see the ball.
You can't hit because you don't have cleats?
You slip in the batter's box a bit.
You are
John, if you ever played baseball, you would know how it works.
So you're just not prepared.
I was not prepared
as Jalen Hurts. I will admit that.
Right. I can't imagine ever having so many excuses.
And Dan, I did get flogged on WIP. So, you know, I give it and I take it.
Listen, are you saying you're wrong about Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so you admit it. All right. So
yeah.
I thought we were having a debate here.
I'm wrong.
Could still be right. I mean,
you know what, though? I am troubled by the fact
I'm not going to get too deep in the weeds on that today. That's all right. I'm going to do more listening today, Dan, than talking.
Well,
go ahead.
Some of your argument is, you know, the players he has around him, right? So, like, when he throws that deep ball, whether it's...
He's tremendous at it. He's phenomenal at it.
Whether it's A.J. Brown or a crappy receiver, you would say the ball is still going to hit that receiver's hands, right?
He's very accurate with his deep ball.
Right, okay.
He throws a great deep ball. Look, the top three deep balls I've seen in my lifetime, Eagles quarterbacks are Randall, Donovan, and Jalen. He's 10 times better at it than Carson.
You said you're going to listen.
Okay, go ahead.
No matter who's there, his elite skill puts the ball in the hands of the receiver, right?
In that case, he's really good at it, yes.
When he hands the ball off to whether it's Saquon Barkley or, you know, you, he's handing the ball off to a running back. He's doing that well, right?
He's great at handing it off. I'll acknowledge. What a beautiful handoff. What do you want me to say?
Not the best question. It wasn't a great question. I'll back you out there.
But you understand my point. He's doing everything he needs to do, and he does it.
He's doing a lot at the
There's a lot that goes into deciding where to go with that.
He does a lot.
There's a lot that goes into that play besides just handing it off.
Yeah.
If you're basing on hypothetical, one of the players, like would Troy Aikman be great?
Yeah, Aikman was great, but he actually ironically
had a great question, though, Dan. Because Troy Aikman had the same stuff around him. Why was Aikman great and Hurts isn't?
I think Aikman and Kurt Warner and Brady and Rodgers are the four most accurate passers I've ever seen. I think Aikman was great because of his accuracy.
Right, Hurts can do a lot of things that Aikman
couldn't.
There's
no question about it. There's no doubt about that.
And when Hurts has three or four Super Bowls, then, you know,
we'll say.
Yeah, we just can't keep going with these hypotheticals. Even with Nick Sirianni, what kind of coach would he be if he didn't have these? That doesn't exist. He has these players.
No, Dan, someday it will. They're not going to have this roster forever. I mean, they're not. They're not.
Okay, and I mean.
We'll see. All right, Dan, give me an answer, my man, for who was wrong about something.
I mean, the White Star line was wrong. Not only were they wrong as in it was unsinkable, it didn't even make its own initial voyage, the Titanic.
What do you mean it didn't make its initial voyage?
It didn't complete it.
It didn't complete it. It made it. It didn't complete
Dan loves Titanic answers. Have you noticed that? Dan loves to go to the Titanic.
Were wrong about it being unsinkable.
I think that's what he's trying to say.
Yes. And thank God it did not, because if it had...
You're messing it up.
If they all died, Devin's not alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been better if no one died. But,
yes, of course. That would have been the ideal.
Did one of your parents talk to the Titanic survivor? Was it one of your parents' grandparents?
It was my mom's father.
Oh.
No. It was my mom's grandma. So it was my mom's dad's mom.
It's your great-grandma.
Great-grandma, yes.
Yeah. So,
I believe she passed away like when my mom was very young.
So your mom did not get an account from your grandma.
No, my grandpa is still alive, and he because like we try to ask him to record any stories he might have from his mom, and his mom never wanted to talk about it.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Her and her mom were the ones who were on it, and they never wanted to talk about it.
It's just so traumatic, they wouldn't go there.
Can I give you a theory? No. I'm not trying to be a butthead here. Uh-oh. But
should you give this theory?
Your great-grandma fell in love with a man on that boat.
You're going movie.
They kind of had a little action going one night in the car on the boat.
Yeah.
And a woman's heart, what is the line near the end of the movie? A woman's heart is...
Why are you asking us? Like, we have any idea what the line is.
I think your great-grandma didn't want to talk about it, not because of the tragedy around her, but because she had met the man of her dreams, and it was not your great-grandfather.
Well, so fun
about
fact,
that, John, how about that
they
theory?
Were actually on it because my great grandmother was going through a divorce, and at the time that was very
risky. Oh,
wow.
So as one does, her mom's like, "Oh, let's go on this nice girls trip," and then it ended.
Girls trip
horribly.
On the Titanic.
That's so good. Yeah. That's so good. Anyway,
it's incredible.
All jokes aside,
that's information.
Wild. Yeah, that's pretty
really
wild.
Is amazing.
All right, Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, an Eagles free agent. I'm really interested to find out if they bring him back or not. Kenny Gainwell. Do you think the Eagles will keep free agent Kenny Gainwell? Yes or no? They've obviously kept Saquon. Not that he was going anywhere, but they've extended him. We know they like Gainwell a lot. Do they keep him? Do they pay him a couple extra bucks more than they'd like to keep him? Yes or no? Second poll question, who do you think will lead off for the Phillies to start the year? So we had a poll question last week, who should lead off, and Trey Turner won this in a blowout. Today the question isn't who should. Today the question is who will lead off. Schwarber, Stott, Turner. Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, Larry Boa on the afternoon show yesterday. And today, by the way, they've got Trey Turner and Bryce Harper both on the afternoon show. Yesterday, it was Boa. And Spike asked Larry about the second half. You know, obviously, it wasn't just the Mets series. It was the second half, really the final 4 months, really after London in June, when they just did not play nearly as well, really about 500 for 4 months, which was crazy. Spike asked Boa about that.
How, when a team loses it the way they did and the way that they came out, how do you go about finding that?
I think each guy's got to take a look in the mirror, to be honest with you. You know, you got to evaluate. We can point fingers at missed calls or we didn't get a break. When you get in the playoffs, you got to make your own breaks, and we haven't done that. The talent is there to do it, but like I said, you can't talk about it all the time. You got to go out and do it. And we've done enough talking, I think. I like this makeup of this team. I like the manager. I like the coaches. I love the rotation. It's a real deep rotation. We have a tendency sometimes to play down to people we're playing. You can't do that. I don't care who you're playing. You got to go out there every night and leave it out there. Whether you're playing Colorado, whether you're playing the Dodgers, the mindset's got to be, what can we do to beat this team tonight? And for some reason, it seems like the second half we sort of played down to our opposition. You can't do that. And all of a sudden now you're in the playoffs and you think that switch is going to go on. It doesn't go on. You got to keep that momentum going. And, again, we haven't done that.
Wise words from Larry Boa right there.
I love that he says, we've done enough talking.
Yeah.
It's just about going out there and getting it done, finally, this year. I think there's something to that.
That's why I think they're answering questions differently this year, which, Devin, you pointed out last week.
Yeah, and so I listened to that interview, and I found it interesting that Larry Boa actually said the players are talking about, you know, losing and how mad they are over it more this year, but they're definitely not to media. Like, they're keeping it closer, at least within themselves, and I'm okay with that. I know Spike and Ike were talking about, you know, questionable vibes, and you definitely get that sense. I'm glad that I wasn't the only one that kind of got that sense. I'm curious what you guys think.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and
because you don't want to answer the same questions the same way every year.
Exactly.
You say you sound ridiculous.
You sound ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
Right.